I have some very exciting news for you about Expedition to Soul, the podcast. And if you've been around with us here at the Sisters Enchanted for, I don't know, years and years, go back to 2019 even, then you have probably heard of our class, Expedition to Soul. Well, I am really excited to let you know that in celebration of 1 million podcast downloads, that's right, 1 million podcast downloads, that is so many words in people's ears, we are going to teach a version of our Expedition to Soul class live. It's happening April 26th through the 29th. It will happen on YouTube as live videos, and we'll put the replay audio of the video onto our podcast so that the podcast listeners like yourself can listen to it on the go as well and enjoy this Expedition to Soul experience. So it's going to start on the Friday, I believe, the 26th. That's going to happen Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, over 4 days live, to go through an Expedition to Soul together. You don't have to do anything to sign up. It's just going to happen live, and then we'll have the replays for you. Thank you so much for being part of our 1 million downloaded episode extravaganza and all of the years that we've been putting this podcast together. We are still hosting replay episodes through the spring, so I'm going to go ahead and put in the next replay episode for you, or the next coffee chat, because we're putting those on the podcast as well once per week. Whatever is on deck for you today, I'm going to go ahead and get that playing, and I'll see you April 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th to celebrate 1 million podcast downloads with a little bit of Expedition to Soul. If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted. Hello. I think we're here. We're good. Hello, everybody. Sorry I'm a minute late. 2 minutes. I think I'm 1 minute late. It's 10:01. Yeah. Hello. Happy to see you on this Sunday. Welcome. Hi, Teresa and Sharon and Melissa and Margo. And hello, hello, hello. How's everybody feeling? Candy, hello. Christine, hello. Are you feeling good? I'm feeling good. You can probably tell. Got the energy about me today. All right. It is time for a Sunday coffee chat. Joy. Hello, Joy. I just remembered. I saw your email and totally forgot to email you back. I'm writing myself a note right now. Hello. Good morning. It is a beautiful morning. Perfect day to set some intentions for the week ahead. This Sunday coffee chat, if this is your first one, this is how we do these. We start with a few minutes where I just remind you of some things to do to get your vision for your week casted, to get excited and, you know, have an idea about where you're going so that you feel less like life is telling you what to do and more like you are in the driver's seat of your life. And we're going to do that. And then I'm going to talk about some just reoccurring themes that I saw as we hosted the Born Magic Bootcamp this past week. All right. So let's get to it. It's Sunday. That means that I'm going to encourage you to look to this week ahead. What do we do? Who's got the steps memorized? The first thing that I ask you to do, or prompt you to do, guide you to do, is get out your calendar and look at your time for the week ahead. Now, I know that some of you have a very visceral reaction to that. Some of you feel like that scheduling in your time or putting things on a calendar is exactly opposite to the way that you want to be living. Here's the thing. Putting things on a calendar helps you to see really how much space you have in your life. So if you're a person who wants to have freedom to go and explore and do different things at a moment's notice, you've got to understand where your time and energy is going so you can actually enjoy that and you can actually take advantage of those opportunities when they come your way. If you're a person who feels like life is very overwhelming and chaotic, You want to put things on the calendar so you have an idea as to what you're spending your energy on as the week unfolds. So the first thing you do, you pull up your calendar of choice. I love Google Calendar. I also use our sister's Enchanted Planner, which mine is right here. So I use the planner that we have, and I use this to sort of draft out all of these things I'm going to walk you through today, and then I put them in my Google Calendar. So anything that would go on the calendar, anything with a hard start and stop to it, appointments, work, places you got to be at a certain time for a specific reason. So those sort of the boulders that don't easily move around, you're going to put those on your calendar first. If you are a person who has a lot of flexibility in how you run your day, like I'm self-employed, for example, but I still put structures on the calendar that say, okay, well, I'm going to work from, you know, whatever time to whatever time on this day. Otherwise, I will avoid doing that. or I might get overwhelmed because suddenly I remember I had all these things to do and now I'm doing something else and I don't have time. So you want to put those structures on. Yeah, Candy shares retired, lots of flexibility. Yeah, that's totally the case for so many people in our community. And what can happen too is having so much open space then can really leave you procrastinating on what you want to do. So go in there, put down the times of the things that must happen at a certain time. From there, you're going to have some white space left, hopefully. If you don't have any white space left, then I want you to do a check-in on that. You know, how does that feel? Does this feel like you're doing things you want to be doing, or does it feel like it's time to start making some shifts and changes in your life? And put on your calendar the things you want to do also. All right, let's see. I got some questions from Kimberly here. How do you visually layer everything on your calendar? Have any examples? Trying to put time, commitments, priorities, money, energy, meal planning. It looks super overwhelming. Yeah, so Kimberly, actually, we're going to keep talking through this today here. I don't put separate, so I would put a chunk of time. So for me, I do this early in the morning, right? I do this super early. So when at like 5 o'clock this morning, from like 5 to 6 a.m., I just pulled out my calendar for the week ahead. And I looked at what are we eating all week? Where do we have to be? Of course I have children, right? So I'm responsible for tiny humans and then I have my husband. So I looked on there, what are we eating? What are we doing? And the whole thing only took me about an hour to set up, but I also do this all the time and I've been doing it regularly for years. So Kimberly, when it comes to putting your like money, meal planning, I think I'm reading your question wrong now that you're saying that. I think I was reading it like, when do you do that? And I do this all in one setting. So for the different layers, you're going to do your hard and fast things first. So things that have a start and stop time commitment to them. Then you want to check in on your priorities. And I contend you can only really maintain the energy for 3 priorities at a time in your life. If you work full time, that's going to be one of them. So in my life, the Sisters Enchanted is one of my priorities. I also homeschool. That's a second priority. And then my third priority sort of rotates, like what's important right now. And for me right now, that third priority is like this week, mine often shifts week to week. And this week is really resetting like my home space. So I've been gone. We were gone all the month of March and first week of April. I have a house guest coming in 1 week and then a TSE event up by Salem, Mass, and some traveling around there. So my priority this week, my third one then, is really just get everything tidied up in the house so I don't feel like I'm last minute sprint trying to do things. So those will be my 3 priorities for the week. And those are what I will tackle first and foremost. And then from there, any space that's left over, we'll put in whatever else is next on my priority and values list. And so for your energetic planning, you want to consider your energy cycles during a day. Where I see people really fall off their plan that they made for themselves is overestimating their energy. So saying to yourself, like if you work all day and then saying at night, that you're going to come home and you're going to make a home cooked dinner and you're going to go for a walk and you're going to do the laundry. But like you've worked 9 hours and you're exhausted and you're probably not going to do all those things. So overestimating your energetic abilities or capabilities and capacity is where I see people really say, I'm going to do stuff and then don't do it. And so understanding your energy cycles and how to switch what you're planning to do based on the energy you typically have available. So for me, I know that my energy fizzles out between like 2 and 3 p.m. And so if you want me to do anything that requires lots of brain power after 3 p.m., it's going to take me twice as long as it takes me to do it any other time of the day, like any other time earlier. So then I try not to put things on my calendar that are going to require that of me later in the day, right? And then adjust your lifestyle to fit your energetic circles or your energetic cycles there. All right. So let's see here. And Meg is saying, yes, I'm a neurodivergent consultant, full-time school psychologist, and would fall apart if I didn't color code my calendar. Yes, Meg. And that's my background is in education, working with kids with learning differences and consulting with schools and advocacy and whatnot. So yeah, this it's really too, I think that the thing to remember is to make a habit. Like the first habit is just looking at your calendar and looking at your vision for the week ahead. So take your calendar and think of it as this vision board, a vision that you're creating for a week out, right? And adjust your mindset around it as this thing of like, oh, I have to make a plan. I'm not going to follow it. I suck at planning. I never follow through. I don't have any time. I have too much time. Like take all that language out, open up a calendar. You do need a calendar, like with a Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the days on it, and say, this is my vision for the week ahead. Now, what are the pieces of my vision that I can't move right now? Because you have to go to work. You have to go to your doctor's appointment. You have to take someone somewhere. You have to do whatever it is you have to do at a certain time. So those go in there. And then it's like everything else is this beautiful, you know, clay that can be molded around to create the life you want to live this week. And from there, there's lots of different things you can try. Some people thrive on like fill in the blank space so that you know what you're doing. You know, you're going to go for a walk. You know, you're going to have date night. You know, you're going to spend time with whoever. You know, you're going to make a phone call. Some people thrive more on blank space and a to-do list. Other people really thrive on themed days. So I am very big into themed days in my life. So on like Wednesdays, for example, I often don't have a lot on my calendar on Wednesdays, but I know that a Wednesday day is really a kid day for me. So I spend a lot of time with my kids on Wednesdays and I don't often put tons on the calendar, but that's the theme. I know I'm going to spend a lot of time with my kids on Wednesdays. Mondays and Tuesdays are heavily Sisters Enchanted days. So I know that no matter what happens, I'm going to work a lot on Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesdays is going to be kids. And so I don't put everything on there, but the theme works well for me to organize in my mind, like, okay, well, I know Mondays and Tuesdays, I work a lot. So I'm going to put that on a Monday or a Tuesday. I know Wednesdays, I spend time with my kids. So if they're like, we want to ride our bikes, we want to do whatever. I know like, okay, well, Wednesday, I hold the container for you children. We do that on Wednesdays. but for you, it's really just trying to understand what method works best for you, because one method doesn't work for everybody. But the fundamentals of putting down what has to be done so you can visually see it, that across the board is a strategy that works for all different types of people because it helps you to have a starting point. And the lack of starting point is really what mucks a lot of people up. All right, let me get back in here. Yes, Sarah, this is automatically recording, which is the great thing about doing this in here. And Christine keeps separate calendars. Yeah, whatever works for you. Yes, we're hosting an event for our mastermind members next week or 2 weeks from now, in say a week from Tuesday. Oh my gosh. I promise y'all that are coming. I see some of you here. I will be there on the right day. And we have Team TSE flying out. Patty, everyone, Kelly's not coming. Patty's coming. I'll be there. Anna will be there. Jenna, Naomi are going to be there and hanging out for some work things that we've got going on too. So we're excited. Christy color codes yours. Mm-hmm. Carol says I overdo calendars. I use Google Planner. whiteboard in my bathroom. Yeah, listen, I am an out of sight, out of mind person. I seem very organized, but I use my Google Calendar, which pushes notifications to my Apple Watch and my phone. We have a to-do. We've got a chalkboard in our kitchen that all the kids' stuff and events goes on so that I see it. My mother, she helps in my house, so we pay her to help here. She gets to see it every week, and my husband sees it, so everybody sees that, plus my printed calendar. Yeah, I am out of sight, out of mind. So if there's not a visual reminder for me, I will not show up and be there. It has to be there for me. And let's see, Joanne says, my calendar is a mess. My anxiety skyrockets when I try to organize it into a realistic plan. Start doing day by day, but I often forget things. Yeah, totally. Again, like pull back and think of it as vision casting for the week ahead. So for example, I love that word. This actually ties into some of the themes that we see that I saw this week in Born Magic, really around the things we're not good at. My son just told me yesterday that he's not good at making decisions. He's the same kid who told me that even when you don't make a choice, you make a choice not to make a choice. The things kids say. And he's like, I'm just not good at making decisions. I need you to decide for me. And I was like, well, what if it's not that you're not good at making decisions, but it's that you're really good at considering all the possibilities. And he just looked at me like, no one asked for your witchy woo sentence right now, mom. Anyway, but think about what you're telling yourself about what's possible for you and what you're good at and what you're not good at around this. And again, reframe to something that's more helpful for you. And play with possibilities here. So if this week ahead really is this blank slate, there are some things on your blank slate that have to go in first. These are the things you just have to do. And then everything else, you're casting the vision for your week ahead. So if you're like, okay, well, I have to go grocery shopping. I have to exercise. I have to take care of an aging relative. I got to do the yard work, whatever. Firstly, what is it that you want to do this week? What is it that you want to do? What is this priority for you this week? I mean, I'm similar. Like I said, I was doing this morning. We need tires on both cars. We have a camper that needs repair on one side. Some of you were on the call last year when we were driving I was on a team meeting. Oh my gosh, we were driving and we blew a tire on our camper while driving. And I was on a team meeting and it blew a panel off the side of the camper. We never repaired it. So it needs repairing before we head out this spring. So that needs done. Both cars need tires. We need to take some stuff to the town dump. We have a house guest coming. I'm the point person for my grandparents. I got to go to the bank for them. There's a new kids activity starting this week, a physical in the house. Like I have all this stuff also, right? So I write like big lists, what has to be done. And then I look at this vision for the week ahead. And then I think to myself like what can go where that feels the most comfortable? And if something has to be put off till another time, then I need to put it off, or I need to have somebody else do it, or I need to outsource it, right? So what do I have the energy for? How can I get help with the matter? What does that look like? And then just kind of plug it all in like it's a puzzle, as opposed to this constraint that's being put on me. Because when I know what has to happen, when you know what has to happen, that's when you have the freedom of creativity and play and spontaneity in your life, because you're not then feeling overwhelmed and like you suck at life because you missed something that you were supposed to do to begin with. It's this like counter thing where we think that having the structure is the thing that's going to crush us, but actually not having the structure is the thing that then leaves you feeling at the end of the day like, oh, I didn't do this again. I am the worst. It just proves all these bad things I think about myself. Or, oh my gosh, everybody else knows something that I don't. Or I'm so overwhelmed because of this big to-do list. And without the structure, that's actually where we put ourselves in to fail. And I say this as a diagnosed ADHD person with 5 planets in Sagittarius. I am the most free-spirited, like get in the car and let's adventure person around. And you know how it is that I can take care of my grandparents, homeschool 2 neurodivergent kids, run a whole company and work full time, and have time to go do Pilates and hike almost every day and get a massage if I want and hit the road and go out to eat and like spend a lot of time with my husband and my kids. And I have time for that because of the things that I talk about here. And I have the freedom to wake up and say, you know what, today we're going to do something different because my energy is not there. And I can look and know what has to be shifted. It's not a guessing game. I know what has to be shifted because it's all down somewhere. And then I can say, actually, I just don't have it in me to do this today. Let's move all this to another day. And then today I'm going to go seize the day, live my life, right? So it's very contrary what our minds tell us that we will and won't do, what we are and are not good at, really holds us back and keeps us in the holding powers, the holding pattern of stuck and the holding pattern of overwhelm and the holding pattern of like, everybody knows something that I don't know. There's no way it's going to work for me. That's all just a mind game shift that you have to make. And as women too, with the hormonal changes and menopause changes that come up, it presents in your life similar to like coming back to a teenager who struggles to organize themselves. That all replays again in your brain fog that makes you feel like you can't get a handle on anything. And that's really where the structures come into play. And the beauty of the structure is it creates the freedom. The structure creates the freedom. And then just making it work in the way that works for you. Some people, it's going to be this hour by hour calendar. Some people, it's more of a, like I said, themed days. But really getting up and letting your day decide what you're going to do. If you're not fully loving every element of your life right now, that is the surefire way to continue not to love every single element of your life, is to let your day continue to run you instead of you running your day. And then part of this too, and I'm going to come back through to the comments here, but it's also looking at what you're going to do, but to the other parts of your life that might feel sticky. Like, what are you going to wear? What are you going to, what are you going to eat? What are you going to spend your money on? And it's not like saying, it's not, again, putting this that you can't change it, but it's the parts that make you feel overwhelmed. So if for you every day, like, my husband, so he's got high A1C, high cholesterol. He's not a person who likes to exercise, where like, I love to exercise and eat plants. He does not love any of that. He's like, let me sit on the sofa and eat a donut. Like, that's my husband's vibe. And I love him for it, but it's not, he doesn't feel good in his body. So for us, if we just wait every day and decide, well, what are we going to eat for dinner come 5 o'clock? We end up getting takeout, or we go out to a restaurant, or we just like eat something quick and, you know, not great. So for us, with a specific health goal and need in the household, for us, it's important to say, okay, well, what are we eating this week? And how do we need to make that happen? Because neither of us are going to want to cook come 5 o'clock. So what do we do to make that happen? And then plan for the week ahead in that way. Clothing for me, I could totally just stare at my closet for 20 minutes and be like, I have nothing to wear yet. My closet's overflowing, right? So if I have some idea about like, what's the weather going to be like this week, and then I can get my mind thinking about it, and I don't waste time and energy trying to make decisions. So think about this with your money. Where's it going? Where's your, what food are you eating, right? And you start to put it all in and vision cast for the week ahead. So instead of this like strict planning and budgeting and meal planning that, you know, so many of us probably just do not find success with, really, what's the vision for the week ahead? I've never stuck to a meal plan or a budget in my life, ever. But I do know the vision. I know that we have this, we're going to get this much chicken breast, we're going to get this much broccoli, and we can make 4 different things with it. We'll see which day we do what, right? I know that. I know we got this much money in the bank. We need tires this week. We got to go grocery shopping. Like, the kids need sneakers. I know all of that. And then I have a generalization of what's happening, but it takes away some of that overwhelm and the randomness that can steal your energy every day when you're not thinking of any of this. All right, let's scooch back through here because I see all the talking going on in here. Sarah says, funny story about calendaring, had to stop looking too far ahead because I feel overwhelmed. Yeah. Yeah. See, so it's really just what works for you. What works for you? Karen uses your lunar calendar, phone calendar, clocks, alarms. Yeah, alarms. I love a good alarm. I pay $25 a month for this like service that texts. I text it and I'll say, remind me on Tuesday, May, whatever, I need to do this thing at 3 p.m. And then I get a text about it the night before, the morning of, and right then, because I also don't like to take the time to set reminders. So then I pay the $25 so that it will just text me the things that I need to remember, because I will forget. Let's see here. Dry erase board. I'm seeing, oh, Bethany's daughter's getting married. Congratulations, Bethany. Lots going on. Lynn does the big to-do list strategy there. A couple people liking the theme days. Annette's like, not theme days are not for me. Let's see. Vicky said life was so chaotic when I was working 10-hour days, but I missed the structure. Yes, structure is freedom. Just checking back through here. Oh, Karen says, how do you get past the resentment that I'm the only one trying? Yeah, Karen, I mean, it's what we talk about in Born Magic this last week too, is that remember, you know, that you, everybody's different. And what you're trying to do, others just might not value, you know, they just might not value it. And then we really have to talk to ourselves about how important is it to us to be surrounded by people who value what we value. Years it took me to stop feeling like my husband just sucked, which he doesn't, but we value very, very different things. And then there was a point in time where I was like, is this marriage going to work for me or is it not? And I had to come to terms with myself that it could work, and it would actually require me just saying that, you know, I had to let go of caring that he didn't care about things I care about, and then move on past it. So yeah, when it feels like you're the only one trying for something, I'd also ask the question of, you know, if you're trying for it, did anybody ask you to try? You know, if nobody in your life raised their hand and was like, I'd love to do this with you. I mean, then it was all on you from day one. And that can be hard for us to, reconcile that within our own energy. Stacey likes the balance of structure and unstructure. Yeah, me too. If I see stuff on my calendar, it makes me like really anxious inside. I don't like having things on my calendar, but I do like knowing what happens on different days. So like that, I get that balance for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony says the coffee chats and scheduling Sundays help me free up time. I love that, Tony. Teresa wants to get better at meal planning. Melissa, 5 o'clock cooking is the only option I have because of work. Yeah, so you need easy dinner options. I'm a crock pot gal. if it's my day to cook, crock pot is what you're getting, because I can just put anything in it and then it's delicious. Let's see here. Margo feels the resentment also. Christy, helped planning when I chose to look at it as an opportunity. Exactly. So Cynthia, you want to put on your calendar the things you have to do. And then from there, I'd consider your energy, what you have energy for. And then from there, the things that you want to do that are priorities for you right now. And so many of us have more priorities than we can manage and then feel overwhelmed, or like we start things we can't finish, or like we, you know, just like we feel like we should be able to do it all, but the reality is we just can't do it all. You just can't do it all. So like there's tons of things I'd like to do. Practice playing piano more. I'd like to hike a new trail like immediately. I'd like to, I don't know, clear out one side of my yard. But if I put all that on my list, the reality is most of it's not going to happen right at this minute because I have other things that are more pressing, and you just got to prioritize. Let's see here. Just checking in here. Meal planning and budgeting are not things I'm good at, to be honest. So we do it very unstructured. Like I look at the bank account, how much money is in there, how much has to go out, and what's left. And then with food, it's like we eat a lot of the same food in different varieties. So just putting it together in different ways. And yeah, I have kids, so we let them cook also. They'll be 7 and 10 this summer. But they're both big enough to cook. My 9-year-old can make dip breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So she lives here. She cooks. And my little guy, he mostly makes peanut butter sandwiches when it's his time to cook, but we all chip in. And also too, like another, this is, everybody here is in different ages and stages of life, but I will throw this out there. And this is something too, that could come off of the Born Magic boot camp that we led. And again, this is different ages, stages, experiences. I totally get that. As a person who does work full time, I was very resistant for a while of hiring help, because also my husband is a stay-at-home dad. And so I was really like, I shouldn't have to pay for help. And I pay a Connecticut hourly wage to my mother, comparable to any other. If we had a house manager, I pay her the same we'd pay anybody else. She works about 16 hours a week for us. And it was, I didn't want to spend the money because I was like, that's just money out of our pocket. Like I could invest that money, or we could go on a vacation, or we could do any number of things like update. We're in the middle of like 10 million home updates that need doing, right? Like we started residing our house like 2 years ago and haven't finished. Like this money could go towards anything, and my husband's home and I work for myself. We shouldn't have to do this. But sometimes this thinking about, if this works for you, again, this won't be applicable to everybody, but some of the things we're resistant to doing because we feel like we just shouldn't have to, you're robbing your own peace and you're robbing your own joy and happiness. And it's having that for us as a person who works full time, right? For me, that money that I spend every week, the returns are infinite in my peace of mind, knowing that I don't have to have family conflict over who's cleaning this, who's doing this, who's blah, blah, blah. There doesn't have to be an argument or like a, well, I did this, how come you're not doing this? Because we've just put it onto somebody to do it. And so for me, it helped with my marriage. It helped with my parenting. It helped with my peace of mind. So I'm better at work. You know, I'm a better boss to the people who work here. I'm better showing up for everybody here because I'm not so aggravated and full drudgery. So if I did work, you know, for somebody else, like showing up at work in a better frame of mind and more creative and problem solving. So you can say, hey, I did all these things. Give me a raise. Sometimes we think that it's like a badge of honor that we don't have to get something else, or we're so resentful at the people in our lives because we think they should just do it, like mowing the lawn instead of hiring somebody to mow the lawn, right? And again, ages, stages, I totally realize this, but apply it to however it works for you. Something where you're like, but we should just be able to do it, or I'd rather, it's too painful to put the, you know, the money out there, whether it's having somebody, a service do your laundry, or like someone do your lawn, like I said, or paying the $10 for grocery delivery, like whatever it is. At some point you've got to ask, what is the battle doing to me and holding me back? And we don't often think expansively in this way, particularly as women, where we think, okay, well, if I spend $100 a week to have this thing taken off my shoulders, how am I actually showing up better in other areas of my life? So I'm not like binge spending money on clothing because I'm mad and depressed on a Saturday morning. How am I not eating food that's not good for me, thus spending more money on medical bills because I am not taking care of myself because I'm too tired? Or how am I saving a marriage because I'm taking pressure off of it? How am I a better parent or grandparent or person at work? I can't even, if women would put people, women who work, just relieve the household pain a little bit by spending money there, the creativity and open mind you'd have to solve problems at work, to then like say, I did this, earning us this, give me this raise. Oh my gosh, pay for itself 5 times over. But we don't think that way. So total random tangent. But one of the things I did see with Born Magic Bootcamp is really some like constrictive thinking coming through of like what's not possible or why it's too hard. And I've been there, like I have been there 100 times over. And really it's we put these things in our own way, thinking like it just should be the way I think it should be. So therefore I'm doing something wrong or it's not possible for me. And I think that's just this expansive creative thinking that really helps us move forward. Joy's sharing here. I'm scrolled back up that some of my resentment was around me thinking I know best for others, Aquarius. So I learned over time to deal with those. Yeah, Joy. Oh, astrology, bring that in the mix. Anyone who's in holistic witchery, you know, if you've not done astrology fundamentals yet, and if you have access to it, that's coming up this summer. But that was like, I'm an Aquarius moon and so is my husband. So like when it comes to that resentment, he and I are both like, and I'm a Sagittarius sun. He's a Aries sun. So those are fire signs. We're opposite rising signs. And it was just like that. There was never going to be a time that the resentment stopped for me if I didn't just say, that's just who he is and this is who I am. And how do we move forward with that and stay married? Because it just was never going to happen that he was going to get on my boat ever. And I had to come to terms with that. And I did. And now we have a great marriage and we laugh all the time and we have tons of fun and more connected than ever. And I've known him for 21 years and we're better friends than we ever have been. But it was on me to say, you know, and I see Karen's comment now as I scrolled back up. That's where I am. Why should I pay when he's home all day? Yeah, I thought the same thing about my husband. And my husband does do a lot for the house and my family and he helps with my grandparents. But I was always like, why do I need this? But really he was like, well, it's your priority that we eat this way. It's your priority that the kids do X, Y, and Z. It's your priority that the laundry looks like this, not mine. So if I have to do it, I'm going to do it my way. And I didn't like how he was doing it. So then I hired someone to do it the way I said. And now I'm happy and he's happy and everyone's happy. It's the best money I spend all the time. Everyone's happy. All right, let's see here. Just checking back through here. Karen, are the people who clean cluttered houses? And yeah, you'd have to just ask around the different cleaning people, Karen. They might have different like standards of what they will and won't do. All right. Oh, Sarah's saying need to hear this about hiring. Been thinking about hiring a professional organizer for two of my spaces. Yes, love it. I was just thinking of hiring somebody to help actually organize a room in my house because I was like, every time I start, I don't finish. And how do I do that? How do we get that done? How do I get that done? Let's see here. Just checking back through. All right. It's jumping. Oh, Melissa's sharing, love how open you are with your life. Yes, I am human, just like everybody. I am 100% human. All right. I think we got through most of the things. It's 10:37. Try to keep these to a half hour here. We went through looking at your calendar for the week ahead for your what you have to do first. So everything that is time sensitive goes on the calendar. And then from there, you think about what you want to do and consider your energy around that. So if you say, I'm going to do all these things when I get home from work, or like if you are retired and you say, oh, I'll get to it today. But then you just like, you know, do whatever you do. And suddenly it's 4 o'clock and now you're like, oh, well, I didn't get to it. I guess I'm not going to get to it. consider your energy and when you want to do things that will align with your energy and how you can switch your lifestyle to make that happen. Something that might come up for a good portion of you is people who do have to work and you're like, well, I can't because I have to work. So I have to do it at night, but I'm too tired. So I never do it. You know, these are all invitations to remember too, that just because you've always done something a certain way doesn't mean you have to keep doing it that way. What do you need to do so that 3 years from now, this isn't a problem for you? You might not be able to solve that problem today. That doesn't mean that 3 years from now, life can't look completely different. So start to open up the door for that. Think about as you're vision casting, where's the money going? What are you dressing? What are you eating? who are you talking to this week? How are you talking to them? Put this all like in your mind for the vision cast for the week ahead to start thinking about, you know, how you want to create this life that you want to live. We're under a first quarter moon this week. So it's that action, energy of taking action. We're in the spring season. So we're like doubled up on this taking action energy this week. And anytime you find yourself saying something's not possible or you can't, because just acknowledge that as something that you are saying to yourself that may or may not be true. It may or may not have another path forward. There's always something there if you're willing to look for it or open to looking for it. And also, no toxic positivity here. Sometimes just feel the hard stuff. Sometimes it's okay to just be like, this sucks so bad. I hate everything. That's okay. Feel that. But then you got to get up and you got to say, all right, well, here's my vision. I felt the feelings. Now let's reorient to the vision and see what we can do differently for next time. All right, y'all, any of you who are not in Holistic Witchery, if you want to join us, we did reopen the doors because we had some requests for it, some questions about it. And we start the chakra unit this week, followed by shadow work and then divination, conjuring abundance in June, and astrology fundamentals in July, all part of it. So let us know if you have any questions, if that's something you've been eyeing. You can still sneak in there. And that is all for me today. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll see y'all next week. All right. Bye. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.